This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery.
Welcome to the Journal of Neurosurgery podcast for July 30th, 2010. I'm Curtis Piver, and I'll be reading synopses of three of the articles published online today by the Journal of Neurosurgery. This clinical article, written by Scooter Plowman and co-authors, is titled 16-Year Single Surgeon Experience with Coil Embolization for Ruptured Intracranial Aneurysms, Recurrence Rates and Incidence of Late Rebleeding. This new report by Plowman and colleagues on the outcomes for patients following a subarachnoid hemorrhage is an interesting rarity in the current literature. A single-center, single-surgeon report of an observational case series of patients treated endovascularly. Observational studies usually involve multi-center registries, meta-analyses, or randomized trials. So, why publish it? Is this paper simply an antediluvian anachronism in the debate on the role of embolization for patients with ruptured aneurysms? The authors emphatically state that it's not. To begin with, this is no ordinary case series. It comprises 570 patients treated over a 16-year period with assiduous follow-up by clinical review, angiography at 6 and 24 months, and questionnaires every 5 years. It shows that delayed rebleeding was very rare. The annual rates range from 0.2% to 0.6% for any aneurysm and from 0.2% to 0.4% for previously treated ruptured aneurysms. The findings are very similar to those from the randomized International Subarachnoid Aneurysm Trial, or ISAT. Unlike a randomized trial, however, this series comprises consecutive unselected patients. The authors state that therein lies its strength and importance as it confirms that the findings of the ISAT can be achieved in routine clinical practice and provides a robust estimate of rebleeding rates over several years. This report updates previous research from Oxford in the United Kingdom that was published in 1999. It adds a further decade of experience and follow-up, justifying the use of endovascular intervention where possible after acute aneurysm rupture. It further demonstrates the value of large, high-quality case series for assessing the transferability of the results of randomized trials to routine practice and for monitoring rare adverse outcomes over the medium and long term. This technical note is titled Vacuum-Assisted On-Block Resection of Large Convexity Meningiomas. It was written by Benjamin Fox and colleagues. Convexity meningiomas are common tumors encountered by neurosurgeons. Retracting, grasping, and mobilizing large convexity meningiomas can be difficult and awkward, as well as place unwanted forces on surrounding neurovascular structures. The authors of this paper present a safe alternative to traditional retraction and manipulation methods. They used a modified bulb syringe connected to standard surgical suction to function as a vacuum retractor. Vacuum-assisted resection of large convexity meningiomas is a simple technique that requires only a few modifications of commonly used surgical instruments. It is safe, easy to perform, and can result in rapid on-block resection of large convexity meningiomas with little or no pressure on surrounding brain and without the need for piecemeal resection or the use of ultrasonic aspirators. An illustrative case is presented in the paper, and they describe and discuss the technique. This laboratory investigation is titled Cerebral Aneurysm Clips in the 3.0 Tesla Magnetic Field. It was written by Yukinari Kakizawa. The aim of this study was to evaluate the cerebral aneurysm clips which are currently available and investigate their characteristics in the 3 Tesla magnetic field. The author conducted a quantitative evaluation for displacement force and a qualitative evaluation for torque in 52 aneurysm clips and 48 samples of raw materials in the 3 Tesla environment. The author followed the protocols recommended by the American Society for Testing and Materials. The largest displacement force occurred near the bore opening, and the force was directed to the isocenter. The translational force in the magnetic field was proportional to the weight of objects. The proportion coefficients varied depending on the metallic materials. No difference was observed among the groups based on clip shape. The amount of torque that occurred was dependent on the clips or the material's loop and bent shape. The torque on the titanium occurred vertically to that on the other metallic materials. The author concluded that titanium alloy clips are preferable in the 3 Tesla environment for safety's sake. Suitably sized clips should be selected for the aneurysm size.
Thank you for listening. Sign up in iTunes to get all our weekly podcasts delivered straight to you. To read all the articles published by the JNSPG this week, or to visit our podcast archive, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.